And a one, and a two, and welcome to the Tales from a Longer Box podcast. This is episode 217, Spotlight on DC Comics, Grayson, number one, circa 2014. And I am Chris Mosby.
And I am Caleb Gerard.
Yes, Murray Fox is apparently caught.
He's caught in a meteor shower.
Yeah, that's it.
An asteroid belt.
Mm-hmm. Something. He will join us if he can as soon as he gets back to the Murray Fox headquarters, the Fox Cave.
What do foxes live in? They live in hutches or something.
A hutch. Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know. All right then. So yeah, we'll be talking about Grayson. We were just talking about how I'm liking the current issue. I wasn't too happy about how they did this kind of sort of when it first came out, but they've done a really good job of keeping true to the character of Dick Grayson.
Have they redeemed themselves?
I think so, especially the last two or three issues. It's done really good.
What inspired me to even suggest this was that issue where he... Spoilers, Return to Gotham.
Yeah.
That was what was like, oh, my God, that was awesome.
Yeah, for the ones that don't know or possibly don't read DC at all, this is the story of Dick Grayson, the original Robin. He's been Robin, Nightwing, whatever, and there's a big one of those event titles called...
Forever Evil.
Forever Evil, that's correct. And his Nightwing identity was outed, and he fakes his death on the request of Bruce Wayne so he can go on a secret mission to be a spy in a...
Hey.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll get to that in this. Yeah, this issue. My bad. So, yeah, he fakes his death to go on a mission. That's all I'm going to say.
But everyone he knows and loves thinks he's dead because he, in Forever Evil, Luther, quote unquote, kills him because he's hooked up to a bomb mm-hmm. that is tied to his heart rate. So if his heart stops, it doesn't go off or something like that. Some convoluted Geoff Johns filling 17 pages with one page worth of information.
Yes.
Anyhow, so that was probably one of like two consequences of Forever Evil was this series, mm-hmm. and it did fulfill Dick Didio's lifelong dream of killing Nightwing.
Yeah, this is true.
Because they haven't replaced Nightwing. There is no. That's the one thing I'm kind of shocked that they have not.
Well,
throwing someone else in that costume.
Well, they put Bluebird. That Harper Lee character, which I stopped reading Batman Eternal. I think I kind of need to pick it up. He's going to be front and center in Batman and Robin Eternal. Maybe they'll end up giving him that back or some other new one.
She? Oh, you mean Dick Grayson. I thought you meant that... Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah, well, I think she's already got a Bluebird. I don't think I want to get the digital, though. I maybe just buy the trades and read it.
If Batman Eternal is like, you got to read it bulk. You got to read, like, four or five issues.
That's what my problem was. It wasn't satisfying it weekly, and I went back and downloaded all the ones I had bought and read through them, and it seemed a lot better. And now, since they're all in trade, it'd be cheaper just to get them like that and reread them. I think I think three or four are out at this point.
What are the trades, like $10 or $12 or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Probably, 10 issues per trade?
More than likely, yeah. Yeah, see, there's volume 1 through 4 here. I'm looking at Amazon right now. Oh, good lord, that's way more than I thought. $23 for the first volume, but how much is the... Yeah, that's for the paperback.
Holy crap, how many issues are in that?
I'm looking. That's 21 insane. Issues.
Well, okay. Well, 21 times 22. So what is that?
Yeah.
That's no, 21 issues. That's like
Yeah.
half the series.
Yeah. Well, they made it.
Wow.
I think they put. Well, there's 52, wasn't there, all together?
Yeah. So it's about a third. It's over a third of the series. Wow.
Yeah.
In
Okay.
one
So that's
line.
a. That's still. I mean, yeah. Volume 2 is 22 through 34. So I think I
Or
got up
13.
to 22 in digital. So that's, I mean, and it's
How much is that one?
22.44. The thing is, the Kindle version is only a dollar less.
Get the
So,
hard copy.
yeah, definitely. And then I think they busted it up into four volumes, I believe. Volume 3 is $21.99 on Amazon, and it has 35 through 52, which I thought that was it. I know I saw volume 4 in here when I was searching for it. Maybe not. So they put it into three volumes.
So
Okay, and
and
that
it's a
the third
splotch of
volume isn't out until, speaking of, on the 13th, which as the time of recording that is next Tuesday, boys and girls.
it's approximately 60, a little over $60 for all 52 issues. So
Right,
that's not bad.
which,
That's not
no,
bad.
well, that's about the same as buying them, I guess.
A little over. It's yeah. It's
I'd still
if you
like to
buy them
get it.
digital, yeah.
Yeah, I'd still like to get it in trade, though.
Yeah, no, there's a couple of double page spreads in there. They always that's how the pacing is. The first page was some backstory, and then the pages 2 and 3 were a double page spread. But for the most part, it was just single page. Anyhow, we're off topic.
Yeah,
But
well, sort of, but
anyhow,
yeah.
there's a new weekly coming out. What, this month, I think October 2015 of Batman and Robin Eternal, right?
Which makes sense since all the trades of the previous one are out.
That's probably what volume four. I wonder if they're going to just continue the. No, they
I don't know. I saw it in the list, but that's probably just somebody did a search for it. So, three
never mind.
volumes, roughly $60. I might look on in stock trades. It might have a little bit cheaper, but then you got into where they charge shipping, and I have Amazon Prime, so it might. Last time, usually I look, and it ends up being about the same when you add in shipping, because they're usually cheaper than Amazon.
Well, and Dick Grayson had to come back to Gotham because there's two big, not big, there's two crossover stories or storylines coming up between Batman and DC Universe that he is going to be very tightly tied to, which is the War of the Robins and also the
Yes.
Tit and then Titans Hunt, which is
Yeah, number
supposed
12 set up that pretty good, so.
Oh, the Titans Hunt stuff? Yeah. Oh, no, the War of the Robins stuff. Yeah,
I
certainly.
mean,
Totally.
yeah.
I'm looking forward to both. The Titans Hunt is written by, I think it's Dan Abnett, so it should be very
And it's
good.
from post-crisis continuity. Well, is that even. Wait, there is no post-crisis continuity anymore, is there?
No, oh, it's all con it's all everything's continuity. They're pulling a Marvel on us.
Exactly.
But Abnett's been kicking some serious ass over on the Secret Wars tie-in, so I look forward to when
I've
that's good.
enjoyed his stuff so far.
Anyhow, so what we got here is we got Grayson number one again, spinning out of Forever Evil. It's written by Tim Seeley and Tom King. Tom King, who is doing some very interesting stuff on Omega Men right now for the moment, and then it's drawn by Mikkel. Oh, my Janin is the artist. Looks like he's probably doing pencils and inks because they only have a colorist, Jeremy Cox, and a letterer. And they got the cover by, I don't know who the Andrew Robinson is, but his cover is really awesome of Dick Grayson standing. It's almost like a Steranko type drawing. Anyhow, it's a lovely cover. Lovely.
Yes.
Beautiful. And he's all looking all muscular. So we open on, it's a four panel page, and then the top panel, it's got just type, and it's got the flying Graysons, and it says, Son, Acrobat, the flying Grayson, Dick. And he's He is being flung from his mom to his dad, it looks like, on the trapeze. The next panel down below is sidekick sensation, the boy wonder, Robin, and he is biffing the Penguin in the face with his foot, as in the background, Batman is socking Joker, and there's the Riddler there as well. And then below that, we have Hero Protector, the Dark Air, Nightwing, and this is the just after the collar went away with Nightwing. Probably was this the last version of Nightwing?
Yeah, the red costume. The blue costume was more like, which that's something they rewrote. The blue costume that he had before with the collar was exactly like his costume he wore when he was in the Flying Graysons.
Right, they rewrote that continuity to accommodate that, because they couldn't do Nightwing from Kandor anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Which they, in number 12, or actually in the annual, they bring that up again.
Do they? Oh, awesome. I need to get that, just
barely, not quite like they did in the Nightwing Secret Files and Origins way back when.
Oh, okay. Definitely got to pick that up, because I'm liking the new Superman, and I'll be interested to see how they accommodate the original Nightwing origin, or Nightwing, not origin, but Nightwing motif. Yeah. And then the bottom panel, we have a sad-looking Batman standing over an apparent dead Dick Grayson, costumeless, shirtless, of course, because that's how he is. He's like Matthew McConaughey, always has to lose the shirt.
Yeah, it says, they talk about his butt a lot in this book.
Prisoner, casualty, the unmasked martyr, dead. And he's lying there. His teats up. And we get a great two-page spread. We get somebody standing up on the side of a mountain over a train. It says, Agent Mole, the Spy Reborn. And that's, I assume that's a Robin over there in that bottom part of there. Anyhow, that's clever. And this person runs down the hill at this train, does a flip, and lands on the car right next to another guy on there. And says, Matron, I'm atop the car. And through earpiece, good for you, Agent 37. You've accomplished something any of my first-year girls would be capable of. Meet me in the cabin and show me what you can do. Impress me. And then he has a fist fight with the bad guy and the bald bad guy on the train, and he does a really cool move with throwing the bad guy's gun at a passing, I don't know, something that they're passing, and it ricochets off. And
yeah, like a pole.
It bounces back and smacks the bald guy in the head with the butt of the gun. It says, sigh, the downside of a solo act, no one around to see you do the cool stuff.
Yeah, I remember some early Nightwing issues when the Chuck Dixon was doing it, how they trained to throw guns in the Batcave. And we're also learning how to fire them. That's when he was a policeman for a while. But, yeah, they all kinds of different guns, using them as weapons, throwing them, and it's funny because in the last couple issues, he's done a lot of gun throwing. Take their guns and then throws them as like a batarang or something.
So Agent 37, does the 37 have any significance?
Yeah, I thought it did. I can't figure it out because the first thing I thought of was the issue he came at was debuted, but that's Detective Comics number 38.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm not sure why they do that. I didn't see anything. I'm looking at the Dick Grayson Wikipedia article. I was reading it before we started the podcast, see if there was any clue to that. But they just call him Agent 37. Oh. If there's something there, I've missed it.
Okay, well, no biggie. So then we pull back and we see what appears to be Midnighter actually saying, damn, that was pretty cool, looking at the whole series of events through some binoculars. Gardner, this is Black Oak, Russian foreign intelligence, an unknown player en route to asset. Looks like we've got a hot one. And inside we got tickets. Need your tickets. Excuse me, sir. Ticket? Which, of course, something, something. I don't know. Oh, ha. Welcome to the Trans-Mongolian Line, sir. Enjoy your trip. I guess he was probably saying something sexy to her. Mm. It's the blonde Dick Grayson.
Oh, yeah, because she laughed.
Yes, she did. We're titters. And then we're in the dining car of that same train, and a really hot blonde woman is sitting eating with a heavy set. Okay, let's just call him a really fat guy with
yeah,
a beard.
He's pretty big.
He's comic book guy with slightly better clothes. And they're talking Russian. We have the what is that symbol when on this on the both ends is that half a triangle or
Yeah. I forget what they call it, but they're translating from Russian.
Yeah, it's not parentheses, but it's the anyhow. It says, "You are enjoying your meal?" she asks. "Yes, so hungry. Mm, pass me the wine, please. And thank you, ma'am. It's hot in here. No, so hot." And he's clearly been drugged, and she carries him out of, or I don't know, walks with him onto the car and bumps into a dark-skinned woman in a purple outfit, who now is whispering in her earpiece, "Target is showing signs of resistance to the narcotics. I slipped into his Chardonnay. Target is heading your way, Agent 37. "What, he didn't go for your charms, Matron? I thought you taught the class on that." "I was intercepted," says Matron. "Guess you should have used your hypnos. I
Emma
do
Frost,
not need
it looks
hypnos."
Like.
Kind of does look Emma Frosty, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm.
In her stilettos, and the blonde is helping Mr. Dubov. "Let me cool you down. Sorry, you are so pretty, and I have been alone for some time," says Mr. Dubov. "Hey, honey," says blonde Dick Grayson. "Well, Leaky there is your date. I think you need this more than I do," passing her a glass of wine. "Oh, thank you." She's getting a dirty look on her face. "You're one of those mail-order Russian brides." Oh, they're talking English now, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah.
Mail-order Russian brides, aren't you? "Hey, I got an extra couple of American dollars. And that's worth, like, what, a million rubles? Get away," she says, and he spills a glass of red wine on her white dress. And she puffs away. And Dick Grayson's, "Russian chicks, man, always getting their babushkas in a bundle, right?" "So damn American tourists. Maxim, come in, testing." And she has stuff spilled on her dress. And Maxim is the guy that Dick Grayson took out on the roof, who is chained to the roof so he doesn't fall off and die. We still get Dick Grayson not killing. She goes back to the dining car and passes out. And Matrons are you okay? "Too much red wine, perhaps?" "No, I didn't have any. Blondie, paralytic agent in the wine on your ample chest, my dear." So Grayson drugged her with the wine, through the skin as opposed to drinking it. "Are you CIA, checkmate?" "No, now shut up and enjoy the scenery," says the matron to the blonde chick. And we get a cool double page spread again of Dick Grayson tosses his blonde wig. And second SVR, and he's carrying the big guy. Jeez Louise, he is
he must
stronger
be.
Than I could.
Mm-hmm. Must be strong.
He must be strong. And then the Mr. Dubov is passed out, and he's carrying him out. And sleeping like a chubby, slippery baby, he says. The narcotics work? No, I had to nerve pinch the poor guy, drag him through the bathroom window. "Should have used the hypnos," says the voice in his ear. Not quite confident enough to use that yet. I'd like to avoid making a two-brain scramble if I can. Extraction point coming up. And he flips off the train, carrying the big guy. I like this art style where they kind of do the after image effect as he's flipping from one place to another.
They used to do that a lot when Scott McDaniel was doing it.
Oh, well, it's a great touch. Kudos to Scott McDaniel. I don't know if he invented it, but he clearly has influenced the series with that. And he does the flip, carrying the big guy, not dropping him, and off a bridge, lands like a with a pack. Nope, he just lands. I'm sorry, someone's shooting at him from the bridge. Nynel Dubov, he says, "Matron, target is under fire," and people are shooting at them from the bridge. And "I don't have to rebrief you on what could happen if the containment is breached," says the matron. "No, I have to get out of here." "I'm your friend, Nynel," he says to the Dubov, and his face, the whole coloring has changed, showing that something's going on. And you want to help me. That's what friends do, says Dick Grayson. Dubov, eyes wide open. Yes, help you, friend. And they are, he's having a hallucination that he and Dick Grayson are at, not Oktoberfest, but some, it looks like a football match.
Ah, yeah, maybe that.
Mm-hmm. I have no freaking clue what that weird thing is in the bottom right-hand corner.
Yeah, I don't know, Russian bear, maybe? If I understood Russian, maybe that would make sense.
It's a cute little bear named Rusky. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, come on, Nynel. We're under the nuclear silo. We're going to the nuclear silo. It'll be fun. Da, fun. In Soviet Russia, we go hide in nuclear silos. Sorry. My wife doesn't remember who Yakov Smirnov is.
Oh, just, okay.
I don't know why that bothers me.
That is kind of strange.
I have no idea why that would bother me. It just does. Anyhow, so they're in this nuclear silo, and well, it's not a silo. It looks like, from the outside, it looks more like a power plant.
Yeah.
Anyhow, it says, all right, buddy, we're just going to relax here for a little while. And Nynel is passed out on the ground, and Dick Grayson is fighting, knocks something away, pulls a cool Batman move by knocking something out of the way that he didn't see coming, and then he pulls some Dick Grayson acrobatics, which is his shtick. His two shticks, I think, main shticks, are that he's acrobatic and he is doesn't take it too seriously. Those are two of his most defining, for me, two of his most defining traits.
Yep.
And he comes face to face with Midnighter, the gay Batman. And Grayson's yelling at Midnighter, what did you do to Nynel? I put him back to sleep. He's lucky that's all I did. He's dangerous. Better off dead, says Midnighter. Not bad, boy. I can read the electrical activity inside that pretty head. No superpowers, no meat weigher, but you found me anyway. I know you're tight. Well trained, says Midnighter. Disciplined, but not adverse to improvisation. You fight like jazz. Oh, that's good. I like that. I forgot that line. So tell me. Whom do you work for, asked Midnighter. Why do you want this skin mule, or do you even know? I want to help him, says Grayson, and you talk an awful lot for the grim and gritty type. Yeah, I was curious, says Midnighter. By the way, they haven't named him, but those of us who've ever read Authority or any of the some of the Wildstorm stuff pre-New 52 know who he is.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah.
So, they continue their fist fight. Midnighter's a badass. He's got like,
oh yeah,
his organs are not in quite the right place. He can, he's kind of like, who's that inhuman who can find the fault in anything or
it talks about that in here.
Okay.
Actually,
oh sorry,
can read it. He can see what somebody's going to do before they do it. Well, they say here that he reads the electronic impulses in his brain, but in the actual series, they say he can just see ahead, like a little bit in the future or something. They kind of changed it, I think.
For the DCU, read the impulses.
Yeah, DCU version of it seemed a little different, but.
All right, but that's not done. Now your friendly neighborhood Midnighter is just plain pissed off, and he headbutts Grayson. And damn it, kid, do you even know what game you're playing here? Do you know, you little bastard, Hypnos implant. That means Spiral. Spiral is a group from Batman Incorporated, as I found out later. That means you're not here to help this dumbass at all. You're here to use him, control his dim mind, and exploit him. It also means that if you get away, I won't remember that charming face. I'm done going eat and throom. And our friendly neighborhood Russian fat guy is not quite what he seemed. I help you. It's what friends do. It's what friends do. He exploded all over Midnighter and blewed him through him. Through. That's quite a sound effect. Through. And Midnighter goes flying off. Now, is this just light? His eye color keeps changing. Dick Grayson's. It goes from purple, it's blue. I don't know. Nynel, you're burning up. I need you to vent. Ugh, my head. It's true what Darkman said. You are controlling me? And no, Nynel, I'm your friend. You've been lonely and so hot, says Nino. Nino, I am using you, just like the man who asked you to help them smuggle what's inside you, like the beautiful woman on the train. And just like them, you're not my friend. You're just a loser. I know I can manipulate. Yet, and Nino is going all parasite on him and turning purple, and his eyes are all crackly. And he tries to bakoom Dick Grayson. Agent 37, is target ready for extraction, says Matron. Negative, Matron. Target is still hot. And we get a sky shot. Matron's up in a plane or something up there. Oh, and this time, Matron, I could really use the luck.
Yeah, it gets him to energy blast a couple of times. It keeps him from blowing up, I think.
Yeah, it gets him to burn some of it off. Because he's looking not so purpley blow-up-y anymore. He's kind of... But the ground is a rumbling and a crumbling, and we are now back at Spiral, and I guess they're watching footage of the events. And by the way, this art, I would have, if no one told me who was drawing it, I would have said it was Phil Jimenez. But that's just,
yeah, it's very like him.
The noses are very Phil Jimenez-y, and we're up at Spiral. It says, a bit more conspicuous than I might have liked. But as you said, you did have to fight off some kind of black ops fetish man to perhaps inconspicuous went out the window. And we get some guy with a spinny, weird-looking face and glasses and blonde hair. Kind of geeky. Besides, a successful mission
is... Minos, that's his name.
Minos. Successful mission is a successful mission. And Spiral's objective has been achieved, so that will attribute the explosions and falling buildings... That American flair for theatrics, Agent 37. Ah, but code names are so formal. So let me congratulate you, not as a head of Spiral, but as a relieved citizen of the world who can sleep better knowing one more dangerous meta-bio weapon has been neutralized. Excellent work, Dick Grayson and Helena Bertinelli. That's Matron.
Yep.
And that was one of the identities when they reintroduced Huntress post-crisis, she was Helena Bertinelli.
Mm-hmm.
And this is clearly not her because we've seen the Huntress over in.
Yeah, her first identity was that, but you find out later that that's one she'd stolen. It's more likely hers, and she was actually the daughter of this Earth 2 Bruce Wayne.
And that's in the current continuity, but there was post crisis. There was
that's true. Yeah, you're right.
The one who was the daughter of the. Criminal. Anyhow, I live to serve Spiral, Mr. Minos, says Helena. Nihil Dubov, is he? Mr. Dubov will wake up in a resort hotel in Sochi, free of the implant, blah, blah, blah. Get some rest. Mind erosion, brainwashing, and misdirection for the sake of saving the world will resume promptly in the morning, says Mr. Minos to Dick Grayson. We have more organs to retrieve. And we're now at St. Hadrian's Finishing School for Girls, and Dick Grayson is doing exercises. The private dorm away from the main hall. He's, what the hell is he doing there? I don't know. Pull-ups of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
Pull-ups that I could never do. It's 10:48 at night. He pulls out a funky-looking Radio Shack-looking thing, and he plugs in a diode to it. Says, Mr. Malone, this is Mr. Birdwatcher. Getting better with the hypnos, but still no idea on Mr. Minos, or Mr. Malone was one of Bruce Wayne's identities, and Watcher's obviously Dick Grayson. Then we get a knock-knock on the door, and he's standing there shirtless, of course, and there's Helena, Agent 37, may I come in? I'm sorry that it didn't go as smoothly as you wanted. Still getting used to the job. You did fine. The way you use the hypnos, knowing how dangerous it can be, that kind of manipulation often takes years to master. I am impressed. And I've always been good at reading people, says Grayson. Mostly I use it to know what they're going to do next in a fight. Pull a gun, swing with the right fist, kick with the left. I never used it like that. Show me what else you can do, as she's getting all handsy with him. No, wait. We can't. Spiral rules. Relationships of any kind are strictly forbidden. Yeah, I know, Dick Grayson. I just wanted you to see that I do not need hypnos when he was chastising her earlier for not getting the Russian guy before the blonde did. And we are now in a weird lab. And it says, "Ah, I like a web it all is," says this doctor, who's dissecting something. The organ from our Russian guy. Mm. Everything connected. An ever-weaving loop tying us all together. Mr. Minos, results confirmed. The organ is indeed part of the Paragon Protocol. Origin template is confirmed and uploaded. Thank you, Frau Netz. Woo-hoo! Mm. That's Frau something. You were ever bit the genius your father was. And we pull back and we see a jar with a... Or focus in, excuse me. We see a jar with a head in it. Ugh. And where he... Come in.
Water's done.
And where he once used Spiral to kill superhumans, we will use it to find the identities of these men and women who crowd our skies. With godhood must come transparency. And basically, we see that Spiral is tracking our superheroes. We get a focus on a bunch of Justice Leaguers and wannabe Justice Leaguers. Batman, Cyborg, Flash. Power cannot be masked. We got Blue Beetle, Hawk and Dove. Yeah, anyhow. And that is that. So that was our introduction to the new Spiral, yeah, Mr. Minus.
I've forgotten a lot of that subtext.
Yeah, really cool. I guess there's a reason why I've stuck with the series.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, it is good. It's fun stuff, too.
Tom King, we mentioned him earlier, for those that don't know. He's an ex-CIA analyst, I believe.
Oh, shit, really? Okay.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he is. He's actually one of the... new Vertigo titles are coming out with is called The Sheriff of Baghdad, and he's writing that. I guess one of his tours of duty was in Iraq, so he's going to use that. Was it Tom King? Oh, yeah, it was Tom King. Yeah, Tom King's the ex-CIA agent.
I will keep an eye out for that.
Yeah, that sounds good.
So that's cool. Hopefully he's genuinely ex-CIA. There was that one guy who was writing books for a while who said he was ex-paramilitary. It turned out he had nothing to do with it.
I think they've already confirmed that, but
they vetted this one a little better than the last one.
Yeah.
All right. Anyhow, appreciate you indulging me on this. I know wasn't a tough indulgence on your part.
No, it wasn't. So, I like him.
So there's some more bat goodness.
Am I thinking Tom King? Is that right?
Larry King, no.
I don't know why I'm balking on that all of a sudden.
There is another King that's out there writing comics. I can't.
Yeah. Tim Seeley was the other one.
Seeley of Hack/Slash fame, by the way.
Yeah, he's writing a lot of stuff, too. But anyway, yeah. There he is. Yeah, Tom King. But anyway, yeah. This is it's a good stuff. Good stuff. Like it. Good stuff.
Yeah, a couple books got some reboots and stuff in the last couple months that have improved dramatically over their predecessors. But it looks like at the same time they rebooted both Suicide Squad and Teen Titans, which were both floundering at that point. And, especially Teen Titans. And they both have failed.
Yeah, I think Tom King has done some other stuff. He's done novels too before this. I think that's how he got in. But yeah, he wasn't like a CIA agent that went in undercover and stuff. He was what they call an analyst, where they get all this loads of data and they try to figure out what's going to happen. That kind of a CIA agent. So a little bit different.
But anyway, I'm going to say it's not the Thomas King who's 72.
No, I just looked that up. Yeah. Yeah, he's written some movies. I believe it's that guy, yeah. SpongeBob SquarePants, oh my. I wish I didn't read that.
Yeah, cool.
Oh, that's great. Maybe that's a different guy. He might
He
be.
lives in a pineapple under the sea. Dick Grayson. Sorry.
Chowder, Fairly Odd Parents, and the Ren and Stimpy Show. It might very well might be say the same guy. I don't know.
Hey, Ren. Ren.
Yeah. But anyway, he's doing a good
Stimpy.
job. Any way you want to look at it.
Yeah, he will. He keeps it up.
I think so. Yeah, I think he's doing a good job with it, and I'm looking forward to it. And I think I think he even got one of the new Marvel books, but I don't remember.
Looks like he's a big part of the Robin War title
Yeah,
as
that's
well.
I think that's his deal. The comic book DB. Comic book DB.
Yeah, that's it. That's the ticket.
Yeah, I forgot how to spell comic book all of a sudden.
Begins with a K.
Comicbookdb.com is not, huh? Not online? What?
Yeah, Tom King is the one writing the Robin
Okay.
Wars.
Okay.
So that should be interesting. We get all the people. I think they're gonna start trying to, between that and Titans, they're gonna try and clear up some of those niggling continuity
Yes.
questions that people have been bugging them about for the past four
Titans Hunt,
years.
exactly.
There you go. Yes, there was a Titans. We're gonna tell you in 12 issues how it was done. Yes, there were five Robins in 5 years or whatever, and we're gonna tell you how it was done. So anyhow, that's it for me. I'm done. I got nothing else to say. I'm through. I'm
Yep,
through.
that's it. All there is.
Poor Murray.
Yeah. Okay. Well, all right then. We're done.
That was quick and painless. No, it was really good. Enjoyable. If you're not reading, excuse me, if you're not reading Grayson, you should.
You should. It's good stuff. The most un-Batman-y Batman-y Batman title that there's out there right now.
Except for Gotham by Midnight, but that got
Oh, well,
canceled,
yeah, I
so.
guess that's true too. All right, then, that's it for this week. You can send us an email at podcast@talesfromthelongbox.com. Or, because I can see, I'm cutting it off because I could do a whole podcast on just the Dick Grayson character. He's probably one of my favorites. So I'm pulling back. Save it for another one, maybe.
Keep in your pants. We appreciate that.
Yeah,
That's
all
always
right.
nice.
So I could all gush about it and everything else. So anyway, yeah, podcast at talesfromthelongbox.com. Let us know what you think there. Or join us on the Facebook page where all kinds of tomfoolery happens. Or you can comment on the actual episode and let us know what you think there. And that is it for this week. We
Buenas
are out.
tardes.
Yes.
Right.